Hiram, did you lock all the windows and doors? And did you turn out all the lights?
Yes, Martha. Now what do we do?
Just sit here quietly. Don't make a sound. He's coming.
Hello, this is Bill Kemp, and it's time for me to come into your living rooms once again.
Shh. Don't make a sound, Hiram. Maybe he'll think we aren't home and go away.
From New York City, the American Broadcasting Network presents The Bill Kemp Show with Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Ansbro, and now here's our Bill Kemp.
Hey, I love that new theme that you got there, Neil boy. Sounds like sort of Lawrence Welk with Dexedrine, you know? Thank you very much, and a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to our show. Once again, we have, as George told you, lots of good music on tap. Betty Holt, of course, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, Neil Hefti and his band, and I shall provide lots of hilarious, hysterical, never-fail, lay them in the aisles, fracture them, leave them bruised and bleeding-type jokes. That comes up, as is my custom. I better explain. Yeah, I'm over here at the piano, you see, and I kind of occasionally do a little mood music for you, just so you won't be surprised. Little numbers like, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Oh, silly woman, I told her to watch out for that curve. I want you to meet a wonderful guy, and there's a wonderful tune coming up called From This Moment On. It's a tune that's what we call a standard. It's been a great one for a long time, and to sing it for you, and I hope you'll give him a warm welcome, Peter Hanley. Pete!
You for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much. Got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. So from this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
Boy, that was very nice, Peter. Thank you very much. Although I'm new to the American Broadcasting Network, the office which I occupy formerly belonged to another employee, and when I was cleaning out the desk this morning, I came across a notice which had previously been, or actually a number of notices, which had been on the network bulletin board some time ago. But this must have been a long time ago. Well, let me put it this way. I think the notices will speak for themselves. Here's one of them. It says, notice, there will be a half day tomorrow due to the parade welcoming Lindbergh. What else, some of these things? Merton Marge will be broadcasting from Studio A, which means that the Francis X. Bushman Show will move to Studio C. Employees are requested to refrain from the nasty habit of flattening out pennies on the trolley tracks outside the ABN building during lunch hour. What else do they have on this bulletin board? All those wishing to buy Liberty Bonds, please contact Miss Brockenberry. The executives of Con Edison wish to apologize to the owners of buggies for all the digging they're doing in the streets, but they do ask you to remember that the more they do this year, the less digging they'll have to do in the future years to come. That's a sick one. Let's see what else we got here. Harley Severs, one of the vice presidents in the sales department, has lost his weekly paycheck, so if you should find it, please return it to him. After all, he worked hard for that $8. What else we got? Oh, yes, all those wishing to attend the opening of the Brooklyn Bridge, please leave your name at the front office. And there was a final item here on the bulletin board. The winner of the Page Boys Amateur Night was a new addition to the staff, little 8-year-old Billy Kemp. Billy won by singing that popular new song, Hello Again. Oh, yes. Yeah, this is you like this suit? This is a new suit I got. This is a lint suit. It picks up blue serge, and I think it's rather nice. Hey, I got someone else I want you to meet now, and I know that the gentleman in the audience is going to be delighted to meet her. She's our lovely, lovely songstress, Betty Holt, and she sings Born to Be Your Baby.
Some people are born to be doctors, some are born to be lumberjacks, or some are born to take life easy, others are born to break their back.
But I'm just born to be your baby,
just born to love you, baby, it's true. Nobody else will do.
Just born to be your baby, just born to be.
Some people will kiss and nothing happens, others' hearts are made of stone. But whenever I feel our lips meet, darling, something starts crawling all through my bones.
Cause I'm just born to be your baby,
just born to love you, baby, it's true. Nobody else will do.
Just born to be your baby, just born to be.
If now and then you start to wonder, will I be the perfect mate? Oh, well, don't you worry, my pretty little darling, it was all arranged by fate.
Cause I'm just born to be your baby,
just born to love you, baby, it's true. Nobody else will do.
Just born to be your baby, just born to be.
Some people will search for love a lifetime, they'll never feel love in their heart. But I was born with a silver spoon, I had your love right from the start.
Yes, I'm just born to be your baby,
just born to love you, baby, it's true. Nobody else will do.
That's our girl, Betty Holt.
Just born to be our baby.
I have a habit during the course of each day of jotting ideas for material for the program on the cuff of my shirt. And I had some swell gags, you know, kind of for this evening's show. But this afternoon, my maid at my place sent my shirt to the laundry. Because it's rather tragic. But if you care to visit the SNL laundry on West 85th Street in New York, there's a Chinese fellow behind a counter who should be a riot by now. I understand he's getting his own series. Forgotten Dreams, or it was before I got to work on it. I'll be back in a minute. Say, listen, I forgot. This is a terrible thing to admit, but I have to do it right on the air. My family listened to the show up in Toronto, Canada, through our Buffalo affiliate, the ABN station up there, WGR. And I forgot last Tuesday was my father's birthday. And I haven't heard the end of this, and I just wanted to, you know, mention it now. And I hope he's happy that I was only a few days late. He was, he's a nice guy. When I was born, my father looked at me and said, well, he's all right, but what we really needed was an ice box, you know? And, up until a couple of weeks ago, he didn't know I was in this business. He thought I was a robber, you see, and, you know how it is. Let's see now. We haven't as yet met our very fine vocal group, and this would be a good time, and I might also add a very appropriate time for me to dedicate this number that they're going to sing to my father. Here are the noteworthies, ladies and gentlemen, singing Happy, Happy Birthday.
Baby, although you're with somebody new,
thought I'd drop a line to say that I wish this happy day would find me beside you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. No, I can't call you my baby. years ago we met on a day I can't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love. Do you remember the names we had for each other?
You were my baby.
How could we say goodnight? Hope I didn't spoil your birthday.
So I'm acting foolish, baby.
So I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
This guy was vacationing in Switzerland, and he decided to take a fling at mountain climbing, so he hired an experienced guide, and they tackled the Matterhorn as a starter, you see. Unfortunately, when they weren't too far away from the summit, they were trapped by a snowslide. And after about 24 hours, when they'd about given up hope of ever being found, they saw a great big St. Bernard dog coming through the snow with a keg of brandy tied under his chin. And the guide took a look at this and said, "Ah, here comes man's best friend." And the tourist says, "Yeah, and look at the size of the dog that's bringing it." Jack and Jill fell down the hill, a thing that's kind of risky. If water made them act like that, I think I'll stick to whiskey. I'm just working on another. No, please, save it. Save it, I need it at the end because we've got a very weak finish to the show. Here's Peter Hanley to give you the story of his life, Pete.
Stand by for excitement and thrills. Stand by for the adventures of Super Kemp.
Look, up there in the sky. It's a bird.
No, it's a plane.
No, it's Dizzy Gillespie.
No, it isn't.
It's Super Kemp.
Faster than the speed of light. Faster than a speeding locomotive. Faster than Herb Oscar Anderson.
Hello again.
It's Super Kemp. Hi there, gang. Time once again for the new adventures of Super Kemp, champion of justice, defender of the righteous, hero to all those in trouble. And now for Chapter 6, Super Kemp and the Atomic Brain. Folks, we know that Super Kemp is actually the cub reporter, Clark Kemp, but we alone know that. Right now, down at the Daily Sputnik, editor Perry Hanley, pretty Lois Holt, and Clark Kemp are talking. Listen.
Kemp? You are a listless weakling, a mama's boy, a jellyfish, a wishy-washy, a goody-goody, and a sneak. Well, I don't see you defending yourself.
Of course not. I'm also a coward.
Why can't you be more like Super Tent? That's what I call a man.
Say, look. Coming up the road. That man. Why, it's the mad Dr. Blivett.
Yes, it is Dr. Blivett. That's me. And in my hand, the atomic brain with which I'm going to destroy the world.
May I be excused to go to little boy's room, please?
Who is that fool?
Catch our listless, weak-headed, mouse-like cub reporter, Clark Kent.
I've heard of him. He's harmless. Go ahead and go to the little boy's room. Who cares?
This looks like a job for Super Kemp. Now I better rush over to that telephone booth over there and change into the champion of the people, Super Kemp.
Yes, Margaret, hasn't the weather been lovely? The trees in bloom and the birds singing.
Lady, I've got to get into that phone booth. I've got to change into Super Kemp.
Just a minute, Margaret. Some idiot is trying to get into the booth. Just go away. I'm talking to my sister-in-law.
Madam, you don't understand. I'm Super Kemp.
Oh, really? Well, I'm Super Granny Grabber. I've got the phone, too. Margaret, did you get the bonbons, dear? Miss Center.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, if only Super Kemp would come.
In a minute, the bomb goes off.
Margaret, didn't Harry look good? Lost a bit of weight, but he is improved. Some drunk is out here, says he's super something. I don't know.
Madam, seriously about this. You've got to get out of that booth. I've got to take off my clothes to become Super Kemp.
Oh, really? Well, don't waste your time. You'd have to take off your whole body to become super anything, as far as I'm concerned.
What could be keeping Super Kemp? He always saves us.
30 seconds and we all die, Miss Lois Holt.
Look, lady, just let me open my shirt and then you'll see.
Good heavens, he's exposing his underwear.
Look, don't you recognize this emblem, madam? A red heart with two lightning bolts running around it, a globe of the world, two sticks of dynamite with a lighted fuse, a picture of a giant bear and a dragon with the name Super Kemp written on it. Now look at me as I stand here in my long red gym-type suit. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know what that is?
Yes, it's in bad taste. I'm going to call an officer of the law.
15 seconds, Senator Handy, and it's curtains for us all.
Oh, Super Kemp, please hear me. Help!
Oh, you foolish old woman. That emblem means that I'm Super Kemp.
Oh, well, I've got a picture of a sailor tattooed on my arm. I suppose that makes me Mandrake the Magician, don't you? Do you have $2 for a nickel, Sonny? Operator wants more money. Just a minute, dearie. I can't stand people who can't hold their liquor.
Lady, I'm going to count to 10, that's all. If you're not out of that booth, I'm coming in. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes. You can have the booth now. I say you can have the poor devil. Look at him just lying there. This goes to show you what bad booze can do.
This is your announcer. Well, gang, Super Kemp has goofed again. But what will happen next week? Be sure to be with us at this same time, and once again we'll meet Super Kemp. And hear Editor Perry Hanley say,
Clark Kemp, come over here. You know something? You are the sloppiest looking reporter I ever saw. You look like you got dressed in a phone booth or something.
Be with us, gang. Till then, this is George Ansbrough saying goodbye.
I'd like to thank so many of you who have been so very kind and are continuing to be so kind with regard to the wonderful mail you've been sending in. I get some interesting letters, though. Here's one. Dear Bill Kemp, my sister thinks you're one of the most amusing radio personalities in New York. She never misses your program and swears that one day she'll meet you in person. This is impossible, of course, because we never let her out of her room. it's still very sweet, that sort of thing. Say, as you all know, Hollywood is noted for its presentation of Academy Awards to outstanding performers and outstanding motion pictures. And, of course, Broadway gives awards to the best in theatrical performances and presentations. And so tonight, not to be outdone, we have a few awards to make of our own, if we may. First, the best performance in a male role. Mario Lanza's recording engineer. Then we have another award. This is an award for the best direction. They Went That Away from the Maverick Show. The very finest set design. The World Series. Here's an award for the best costumes. Victory at Sea. The best sound effects. Victory at Sea. The best choreography. John Cameron Swayze's news caravan. The best dramatic acting. This Is Your Life. The best sports coverage. Ed Sullivan's Toast of the Town. And the final award for the sleeper of the year. Our drummer. No. I want to thank our drummer. That's the best laugh I got out of that whole routine, you know. Okay, here's Betty Holt to sing When Your Lover Has Gone.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise.
Incidentally, the Bill Kemp Fan Club is having a membership drive this month. Last week alone, we drove out 15 members, so help us keep up the good work. You ever seen any of my members of my fan club? I think they're very neat. These are the only teenagers in New York who wear bobby socks with garters. And I understand, too, and I'm happy to say that my autograph is at a premium once again. You can now trade 3 Bill Kemp autographs for 1 of Robert Q. Lewis. Of course, the odds may change any moment, but they're pretty good at that. The other night on the program, I warned listeners, I asked them not to get chicken and turn the show off in the middle, you know? I explained that a man in Scranton broke the chain and he had a spell of bad luck, which is true. Well, I got this letter here this morning from one of our listeners, and it says, I'm quoting from the letter now, "Dear Mr. Kemp, I'm usually tuned to your program, and I was listening to it the other evening when you made the statement about staying tuned in or else. However, I remember that there was a program on TV that I wanted to see that night, so I tuned you out. Believe it or not, in the middle of televiewing, my picture tube blew out. I wish to assure you that I'm not holding you responsible, but I thought you ought to know about my weird experience." Unquote. Well, I'm very sorry about an affair like that, but this letter has given me the confidence and the encouragement to continue my efforts at communicating with Harry Houdini. Thank you for contacting me about this. All right, let's see now. Here's Pete with Sayonara. Please.
It must be so.
Whisper, sigh. cherry blossom. No more we need the tree looking at the sky. Sayonara, sayonara, goodbye.
That's a pretty one, Pete. Thank you. Well, Prince, that wraps it up for tonight. I got to run along because if I'm not home by 10, they rent my room out. Granny, would you like to say goodnight?
Yes, good night, all.
I hope you can be with us, friends. We'll be right here for you and your radio. In the orchestra. George Anstrow.
Good night, everybody.
Have a pleasant evening and a good weekend, friends. Good night, Rhonda Fleming, wherever you are.
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.